You're listening to Raven, the talk show made on Women Talk Radio.
You unstoppable woman, it's your time to shine. Boom, women, turn your life around. Girl, you got the power, just know you can achieve. Can't nobody stop you if you believe.
Welcome to WPR Women Power Talk Radio, the show that's designed with the boomer woman in mind and the men who love them. Hi, this is Raven Blair Davis. I'm the host of the show, and we are so glad that you are back once again as we bring you another, yes, another unstoppable woman of power. If you're new to us and you're just now hearing this show, well, I'm going to tell you how you can stay plugged in. Go to womenpower-radio.com. And look for WPR News and subscribe. You get a free ebook on igniting your unstoppable power. And guess what? You get to stay plugged into all of our shows, Women Power Talk Radio, Mentoring from MLM Divas, and Careers from the Kitchen Table. Coming up next week is our first Hot Topic panel discussion, and I am not going to even give you a hint on what it's going to be about. You're just going to have to be here. We're going to surprise you, and I'm looking forward to those, and they're going to be once a month. And so make sure you stay plugged in. But enough of all that, let's bring on our unstoppable woman of power. I am so excited to have this lady on my show. I've gotten to know her in the past few weeks, and I've been to a couple of her organization events, and this is just a fantastic woman that you're going to want to learn more about. So keep your pens handy because she will give you some information on her. Now, who the heck are you talking about, Raven? Well, I'm glad you asked. Her name, Sue Erta. Sue is an inspirational leader, a powerful speaker, a consummate student, and a joyful woman. She is the co-founder and CEO of Powerful You Women's Network, a two-time honoree on Inc. magazine's list of 500 fastest-growing private companies, and co-creator of the inspirational movie Stepping Stones. Her book, Powerful Intentions, Everyday Gratitude, 100 Transformational Days to Create a Life of Joy, Grace, and Ease, is designed to help you understand the complex workings of your mind, tap the inner wisdom of your heart, and, my friend, to live your life through deliberate creation and intent as you enjoy the moments of your life. Today, we're going to be discussing the power of intentions, how to live in joy, grace, and ease. You'll discover a lot of things as you listen to her speak today and share a little bit of her story. She's also going to touch on the power of choice and how to harness it. We'll be talking about the six steps to manifesting your intention and desires and how to be the deliberate creator. This is very important. I know this for a fact. How to be the deliberate creator of your life through simple actions. So she's going to give you some action steps. That's why it's important, again, to keep that pencil and some paper handy so you can take some copious notes. You are not going to want to miss this. So without further ado, I want to welcome my unstoppable woman of power. Hey, Sue Erta, how you doing?
I'm doing terrific, Raven. How are you?
Fantabulous, as my good friend Regina says. Absolutely, girl. Feeling good. The sun is shining in Houston. It's not raining. And I am speaking to another unstoppable woman of power. How cool is that?
Very cool.
I know we're going to cover a lot today in the short time we're going to have you here, but let me just start like I always like to start, because our listeners, Sue, they just love a good story. So I know you got one, so go on and share it with us.
My story? Gosh, that's a big question. It sounds like a little question. That's a big question for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell you, I am enjoying my life now in my late 40s more than I have enjoyed my life ever. And this past year, these past couple of years have been incredible. And I'll tell you what, you know, everybody starts probably a lot of the same stuff. You know, we go to school. I graduated from college. I went and got a job, just like everybody else does. You graduate, you get a job. And I went through the corporate life, and I did that for about 6 years. And then I started a business with my father. He actually started it about a half a year before I got started, and I decided to join him, jump out of that corporate life and join him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, I got a taste of being an entrepreneur and it kind of working for myself. I wasn't working for my dad. We were working together. And, you know, I'll tell you what, working with him for myself, by myself, and just enjoying that, the ability to make decisions on my own was a terrific thing. So I never looked back, and I've been an entrepreneur now since 1989, and I am just loving every minute of it. And I owned a couple of different manufacturing companies, and those are the ones that, you know, we were in that Inc. 500 fastest-growing private companies list. One was 1994 with my dad's company, and then another one was in 2002 with my current business partner, Kathy Filer. And those are both manufacturing companies. We're making signs and displays and having this big career doing stuff like that. But I'll tell you what, in that process of, you know, being in a manufacturing company, even though it was, you know, we were doing well, you know, financially speaking, career-wise, people were looking at us saying, wow, that business is growing. They've got 50 employees. I'll tell you, it just didn't feel good deep inside. I felt like I was on the wrong path somehow.
You wasn't living your passion.
Wasn't living my passion. And the funny thing was, I didn't know what my passion was either, you know. You got to kind of figure out what that is along the way. And, you know, me, I started taking some personal development courses. I was one of those people that at 3 a.m. in the morning, I was up watching the infomercials, and I saw Anthony Robbins on TV.
Oh, well, and I
bought his whole set of, at the time, tapes, you know, the personal power tapes. And I used to watch those and or listen to that and follow all the steps. And then I saw him in person in 1999, and I'll tell you, it really changed my way of thinking, and it changed my life, and that is what put me on the path to look for my passion. And so in those few years, you know, Kathy and I, at that time we were in a manufacturing business, and we said, you know what, we don't want to be in this business anymore. Let's figure out what kind of business we want to be in. And we got out of that business. We started doing a website company, an internet company, where we were selling wellness products. We thought, well, let's help people with their health. Let's go about it that way. And that wasn't feeling so great either. But then we met this woman who was she had a women's newspaper. We thought, well, this is kind of neat, providing information to women. And also had a women's network as part of her company. I thought, well, that's really cool. So I had not been to a networking meeting in my life before that. I thought, well, let's see what this is about. So we go there. These women are all together. They're all entrepreneurs. They're together. They're there to really kind of get to know each other and see what they can do for each other. And I thought, well, this is great. And let's, you know, see if we could do this bigger. But that business relationship didn't work out so well. So Kathy and I said, you know what, this whole networking thing is pretty cool. People come together really to assist each other, find new contacts. Let's create something like that. And so we did, and we created Powerful You Women's Network. And we did that back in, 4 years ago. And so now we've had our 4-year anniversary, and we started with a couple chapters here in New Jersey where I am now. And we now have, we've got 40 chapters in 12 states now, with all these women coming together to empower each other. And it's really not just a business network. That's the difference that we have with Powerful You. It's a business, personal, and spiritual growth network. So these women come together to empower each other and share ideas, not just about business, but about anything that's going on in life. And it really is a whole different kind of networking. And if, you know, somebody hasn't done networking in this way before, it's a wonderful way to get out there and meet some terrific people.
I've been to a couple of your events, and you're right. It is business-related, but it's also having that fellowship with other women. Some of them have found their passion. Some of them are looking for their passion, but they just enjoy being around positive women with energy that is uplifting. That's what I thought about the organization. I'm just kind of curious, Sue, as a child growing up and in your early, you know, 20s, 30s, did you always feel that you had the entrepreneurial spirit in you? Is it something that you feel like was in your blood, or did you think, like most of us, you know, I'm just going to be married, have children and soon grandchildren and then travel? And
you know, I used to think all those things. But I will tell you, I would think all those things just because that's what was being taught to me and being told to me. You know, it's kind of like, of course you're going to go to college and you're going to have a job and you're going to get married and you're going to have children. And I was told that, and I thought, well, of course, that's going to be my life. And yet there was something in me, even as a child, you know, like I loved to bake, I loved to cook, and I always thought, even as a kid, you know, I'd like to own my own bakery. I thought that that was something that I would just really love to do. So I did have those thoughts. It's interesting, though, but I guess that was the beginning of it. I did think like that. And then, you know, having my father work in corporate life all his life, he was vice president at various companies throughout his career, and I used to think, well, you know, I could do that, too. I could be that, even though I'm a woman, and this was my thinking back then. I'm thinking, even though I'm a woman, I could probably do that, too. And he was a great role model for me, and he'd always say to me, you know, Susie, you can do anything. And I loved having that support from him. And so he also always would tell me that, Sue, you can do anything you want. You don't just have to get a job. Just think about what you want to do.
And go from there.
Exactly.
You know, take action on it. Let's move into our topic, the power of intentions, because a lot of our women that are sitting there today listening to us, they, you know, they've settled. They have settled for so long. Their dream circle has shrunk. They just kind of living day to day like I did for many years up until 2006 when my passion found me at the Methodist Hospital where my mother was recuperating in the ICU unit. And that's when things changed for me. And I have learned since then and in growing my radio shows and my radio business that the power of intention is strong. So let's start out by first sharing with the listeners exactly what the power of intentions is.
Well, you know, let's start off with what is an intention. An intention is really similar to a goal, a plan, an objective, a target. It could even be a wish or maybe, you know, something that is heartfelt for you. This can be an intention.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's, you know, it's even more than that. Like, that's what we think of as intentions or pretty much goals. But really, an intention is any kind of thought that you have or any desire that you have or anything that you feel really, really strongly about. This is also an intention. So really, we're constantly setting intentions in our life, whether we're aware of it or not.
Why do you say that?
Because if an intention is, in fact, our thoughts, you know, what we're thinking about, then what we're thinking about, we're kind of putting out into the universe because there's vibes, you know, the vibrations that kind of goes out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's our thought that kind of creates what actions we take. And whatever we focus on, we know we're bringing into our life. So anything we're thinking about, we're actually setting these little intentions along the way. And the key is this. Because we are consciously, or because we're setting intentions all the time, the idea is to consciously set them, to be aware of what you're thinking about. Like I like to say, think about what you're thinking about, because it matters in your life, and whatever you're thinking about is going to come to you. So whether you're standing there in worry maybe or in fear of something, or whether you're excited and anticipating something, you're kind of setting those wheels in motion just through the virtue of your thoughts, having that thought, because there's an infinite organizing power out there. Some people call it God. Whatever you want to call it is fine. I call it God. This infinite organizing power just brings things to you. It's really kind of amazing. So your thoughts, you want to be the deliberate creator of your life through your thoughts.
You are right when you talked about the way it comes to you. And I'm like you, I call it God. As I said earlier, when it was placed on my heart to do this show at the hospital, it caught me by quite a surprise, and I was like, okay, now, how am I supposed to do this? I'm just a telemarketer. This is a pretty big task for little old me. But I had to trust what I was hearing and know that he had prepared me along all those journeys of my life, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I had learned, and I was well-equipped with what I needed. And before that happened, had I not plugged into Alex Mendojian's Teleseminar Secrets, and like you said, Anthony Robbins and Jim Rohn, Zig Ziglar, Cynthia Kersey's Unstoppable, I would not have been prepared nor open to accept that a challenge and that responsibility, you know, and to know that my passion had surfaced. It had found me, and this was what my purpose was supposed to be. And that's when I learned how important having the right intentions, knowing what they are. And that's when I learned the power that we all have inside us. And we have the control to unleash that power or to let fear and procrastination overtake us to where we do nothing. I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
You know, everything that you just said is absolutely true. You were preparing all along. In our whole lives, that's what happens. We're being prepared for whatever the next step is, even though we don't know what that is. You know, and so being prepared, being open to that is really important. And, you know, people are placed in our path. We know this, like Alex Mendoza and Anthony Robbins, all those people you mentioned, absolutely, they're placed in our path, just as well as all these circumstances that come up that might be challenges for us. They're
absolutely
placed in our path also to prepare us.
Oh, I believe that, because we have to have a story in order to assist others. We have to. If we haven't been there, done that, you know, got the bruises, the scars, and learned from our life lessons, we don't have enough to share, and we're not coming from an authentic point of view.
I totally agree. You know, like I said, I had said before about being in business with my dad. Well, the reason I'm no longer in business with him is because he passed in 1994. And so I had to figure out what the heck I was going to do in my life. And it was very interesting when I look back at that time and all the experience I had with him, you know, from 1989 up to 1994 working with him and being, you know, so together with him that whole time. he was such an integral part of my understanding of how life works. And he introduced me to all these personal development teachers all the way back then. Wayne Dyer was the first one that he introduced me to, and he'd hand off tape sets to me and all of that. And I didn't realize that he was preparing me, and I almost feel like he was doing it because he had to do it then because he wasn't going to be around anymore, you know? Very interesting how all that stuff happens. And then whenever he passed, I didn't know what the heck I was going to do in my life. You know, we had some investors that had been in the business with us, and at that time I was only 31 years old, and they said, well, Sue, you can't run this business. You're a 31-year-old woman. How are you going to do this? And so they decided to pull out, and so I had a choice. I could either, and we had to file bankruptcy and the whole bit, but I had a choice. I could either start up a new business or I could go get a job. And, you know, it's very interesting, Raven, because didn't have it in me to go get a job, even though that might have been an easy path for me. I could have gone easily, gotten a job, made some good money, and I just didn't have it in me. All my friends, my family, my mother thought I was crazy for not going and getting a job. And yet, that just, for me, that was not the right choice, and I knew it because I was in touch at that point with my own heart and what had been set in my own heart.
Right. I hear what you're saying on that. And I want to say to the listeners that are listening to this now, for those of you that are not even thinking about a business, I mean, you're happy traveling, being a grandparent or being a parent or satisfied with your job, the power that you have with your intentions and setting intentions, it doesn't mean that you have to be a business owner. Either way, it's important for you to consciously set your intentions. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I tell that to my mom. You know, she's since my dad died, she's been alone, mm-hmm. and she's a young, healthy, vital woman. And I say to her, Mom, you know, what would you like to do with your life? Because you have all possibilities open to you. And she just can't even go there sometimes because she can't necessarily think of herself without, you know, my father, but mm-hmm. she just doesn't know what she wants to do. But she did go out and get herself a wonderful job that she loves. Her clients love her. The company loves her. And she's doing really great, and she has just found her place in helping people doing what she does. And, you know, and that's a job for her. It's not a business that she has.
Right.
But no matter what, you know, absolutely, the intentions are important. You can have an intention to have a wonderful relationship with your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend or whoever that is.
Mm-hmm. So just having the intentions to just better your life, you know, having the intentions to, like you said, have a better relationship or take better care of your body, you know, because as we tend to mature, you know, different little things start happening, and some of the old habits we picked up, we got to let go.
That's for sure.
Strong intention, for sure. Okay, I know there's guidelines and steps we need to follow to set these intentions in motion, so can you help us out with that?
Sure. There's six simple steps to set intentions and manifest them in your life. And the first step is to get very clear on what it is you want, because clarity is power. If you know what you want, that's half the battle. A lot of people, you ask them what they want in their life, they don't know what they want. They just haven't even thought about it, or they haven't sat down long enough to figure it out, or they've thought about what they want, but they don't think it's possible for them. But the first step is to get really clear about what you want, be very specific about it. I would absolutely suggest that you write it down. It's really important to write stuff down. When you write things down, there's actually a physical connection that takes place between that written word, and it actually writes it on your subconscious mind. And our subconscious mind is really what directs us in our life, so writing it down is really important. But more than knowing just what you want, it's really important to know why you want it. And why you want it is always because of the feeling it's going to give to you. That might give you a feeling of security, might give you a feeling of peace, a feeling of comfort, a feeling of joy. It's always a feeling, though. Whether it's, you know, you want $5 million in the bank or whether you want to have a beautiful relationship, it's always a feeling place. So you got to know what you want and why you want it. That's the absolute first thing. Second step is really to get quiet, you know, get silent with yourself to calm the chatter of your mind, because our minds are going and going and going all the time. And, you know, gosh, if anybody out there, I know everybody out there is listening and thinking that their minds are just chattering to them all the time. We have thoughts upon thoughts upon thoughts. And so the idea about getting quiet, and this could be meditation, this could be prayer, but I just call it silence. You know, calm yourself, calm the chatter, clear your mind, and slow your thoughts down. So this creates a gap when you slow your thoughts down. And what happens when you get silent and you create this gap, that's where the drops of inspiration come in. like you said, you had this place in your heart. Well, that's, you were there to listen to it, probably because you were quiet. You got silent sometime, and you heard this voice that said, you know, Raven, you got to do this.
Yeah,
and
when you're sitting there watching someone that you love with tubes around them and everything, you know, whether you want to be quiet or not, you're forced. You're forced to be quiet and forced to be still. Your world really stops for that moment. And I was one of those type of people, and the reason I'm sharing that, Sue, is I was one of those type of people that was always on the go, multitask like crazy, thoughts just going around my head because, again, I was confused and knew I wanted to do something but didn't know what. And my son always used to say, Mom, you have got to meditate more. You have got to sit down, be quiet, and let the voice inside you guide you. I had no clue what he was talking about until I was faced with it. I had nowhere to go. I had to stay in that waiting room and be faced with what my mother must have been experiencing. Was she going to make it? What if she didn't? And then before you know it, Sue, I was asking those same questions to myself. Were you living the life you wanted? You know, what kind of legacy were you going to leave? If you were in that situation, would you die with your dream inside? It's a very scary thing when you're stopped in the middle of your tracks.
Yep. It can be very scary, and in that moment of being scared, what you recognize is that you've got the power to change.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've got it, and you almost know you got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it just becomes so evident to you, and that's when such wonderful things happen. Like, those thoughts are placed in you, those feelings are placed in you, and you just know that you have to move forward with that.
Absolutely.
So, yep, getting quiet, however it happens. It might happen to you, or you can take control and you know, do it in meditation or something. You know, and I say meditation. Some people are scared of meditation. They don't know what it means, really. But, you know, meditation can be a lot of different things. It could be going out and taking a beautiful walk in a park somewhere. It could be just sitting down looking at a candle or looking at a fire in the fireplace. Meditation could be kind of, for me, I love to cook, as I said, chopping up all the vegetables for a soup is almost like a meditation because that's when my mind is free. I don't have anything else in front of me that I'm reading or listening to, and it's like a meditation. So I get inspiration then. A lot
of
people
get in a relaxed state of mind, so to speak,
yeah,
and at peace and calmness within you.
Yeah, absolutely, and in the shower too. You know, lots of people get ideas in the shower, and that's why, because we're silent, we're there with ourselves. And, you know, there's energy and water, too, so a lot of inspiration can come that way. So getting silent is really the second step. Now, the third step is being in touch with your own truth. And this is your self-truth. And I like to call this self-referral. So this is saying what I think about my life is what's important. You know, looking at my life through my eyes, not somebody else's eyes, not society telling me, not my mother telling me what is supposed to happen in my life. But this is looking at my life through my eyes and honoring myself and my feelings and the path that's right for me. And how do you know if you're doing this? You simply ask yourself, well, how do I feel? Is this right for me? And you'll know, because we have this internal guidance system, and a lot of times people call it a gut check, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You go to your gut. How does it feel right down in there? Does it feel good in there, or does it feel horrible in there when you're trying to make a decision? And you'll know, because it's right in there for you. So this is self-referral. What's the right choice for me? Now, here's the thing, and we talked about choice before, that you absolutely have a choice in your life, and anybody can choose anything all the way along the way. And the thing is, the fact is that we're choosing every single moment of our lives as we go along anyway. We are absolutely making a choice and decisions about the direction of our life, and we're always choosing how we're feeling about things that are going on. Now, a lot of people like to say, oh, I don't have a choice. My life was already laid out for me. I don't have a choice. I have to get up in the morning at 6 a.m. and make sure the kids are off to school, and then I got to go get to my job and, you know, whatever. But here's the thing. They don't recognize that they're choosing that, because in fact they could stay in bed all day. They don't have to get up, but they choose to, because why? Because they want their kids to be happy, and they want to make sure the kids have breakfast and are clean before they go to school, and they want to get themselves up and showered and get the job so they can make the money so they can have the life that they want. And they are giving away their power every single time that they say, I don't have a choice, or they're not recognizing that they have a choice in doing this. So it's very important to get in touch with yourself and recognize you have a choice in everything that's going on. Now, sometimes our choices are sucky, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We might have to choose between two things we're not too thrilled about. But what do? You choose whichever one feels a little bit better. That's what we're doing all the time. And we might say, oh, I'm choosing the lesser of the two evils or something like that. The point is, you are still choosing, even though you know, you might not be liking those choices that you have in front of you. You're still always going to choose the one that feels better. That's just how that works.
Wow. This is powerful stuff.
Step number four is detachment. Now, detachment is the part that said, okay, here's what I want, here's why I want it, but I don't know yet how it's going to happen for me. I'm just going to put it out there that I want it, and I'm going to work towards it just like I do. I'm going to take those steps that I know that I think I should be doing to get to where I want to be, whatever that thing is that I want. But I'm also going to be detached because I know that sometimes there's stuff that happens that I don't know how it's going to come to me, or I don't know the person that's going to show up in my life. So I'm going to be detached from how it's going to happen, and I'm going to be open to receive it when it comes. So I'm open for that inspiration. I'm open for that person that steps into my life or this thing that shows up for me. A lot of people call this detachment. You know, we've seen the bumper stickers, let go and let God. You know, when you let go, it comes. Yep, and this is being open to receive. If you take your hand right now and you make a fist, you know, you're not open to receive anything. You know, it might seem powerful to make that fist, but if you open up your hand, that's when things can come to you. So this is the part. Detachment is opening up, not being attached to exactly how it's going to happen, and just it's amazing how things will come to you. So the next step, step number five, is to trust and have faith. This is knowing that God or the universe or whatever is going to handle the details for you. You don't have to really do anything. And, you know, stuff happens that you can't even begin to plan. It's kind of like when you think of an old friend maybe, and they call you on the phone or somebody sends an email to you about them, or you happen to bump into somebody who talks about them, and it's like, wow, how'd that happen? Because it's because your thoughts were out there. But when you have your intentions out there, you have set your intentions, you know why you want it, you have, you know, gotten in touch with yourself and your feelings about it, you got to just trust and have faith and know that it's going to come to you no matter what. Kind of like being alive. You know, our bodies are absolutely incredibly amazing. You know, we have these 3 trillion cells in our bodies that are doing amazing things so that we can be alive, so that we can talk, so that we can hear and listen and see things and breathe, and our heart is pumping, and we don't really have to do anything. And if the universe or God can do this for us, imagine what he can do on some other less complicated things that we want in our life, you know, like to have a nice relationship. That's a lot less complicated than taking care of this incredible body that we have. So that's what you got to do, is trust and have faith. And then the final step, step number six, and I added this later after I was doing all the other steps, and this is to have a practice of gratitude in your life. And to have a practice of gratitude, that really means to, you know, look around you and see what's in your life, very objectively, see what's in your life, and to be grateful for it. Because we know that every single thing that's ever happened to us, we already talked about this, everything that's ever happened to us is preparing us for the rest of our life. So if we are grateful for what's around us right now, just knowing that it's preparing us for the rest of our life, it's an amazing space to be in. If you can be grateful for that stuff, and then you can look at the little things. You look at your kids and you say, man, I am grateful for my children, or I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful that I have this job that I love or this business that I love. I'm grateful that I'm alive today and that the sun is shining. Mm-hmm. And it's really easy to get in gratitude if you just look at something in nature. Like you can look at a beautiful plant or a beautiful flower and just appreciate it for the beauty that it shows, a sunset, a rainbow, whatever it is that's around you. Maybe it's the desert, maybe it's the mountains. Just get into that space of feeling grateful, because we know that whenever we're feeling good, more good stuff happens to us.
Oh, you're not kidding, because that energy, you're just inviting positiveness and excitement into your life, and all kind of doors just all of a sudden open up. I know when I wake up with just the most positive state of mind, I like to pop in The Secret. Even if I'm busy, the first thing in the morning when I'm kind of filtering through my emails, I'm hearing it. I don't have time to watch it, but I'm hearing all the positive things that they're saying. They're talking about gratitude, and they're talking about embracing, you know, new things in your life, and don't try to figure out the how, just go for it. And I kid you not, no sooner than I finish listening to that, I will get an email from a listener that kept a newsletter I wrote last year about a particular product or book, and they want it, or a couple sales comes through. And it's just the fact that you're just inviting that creative energy. It's pretty exciting when it happens.
You bet. It's very exciting. I love it. And it's true. We know that. Our mood and vibration, it goes out there. You know, if we're in a good mood, it's good for everybody around us, too. We've seen that other saying on sweatshirts or something that says, ain't mama happy, ain't nobody happy. That's what we're talking about, you know. Mm-hmm. So if we have this happiness around us, then everybody else around us is affected by that too. And that's not to mention us and all the wonderful thing that keeps things that keep happening and popping into our lives.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. I know you mentioned something a few minutes ago about some of the things that we may have experienced or did in the past and didn't quite understand it, but it was part of our journey and there was a reason for it. Me being a telemarketer, I used to hate it. I mean, I was glad when I first got in it. It was exciting being able to make money using the telephone versus me going knocking, you know, driving places, paying for parking, getting kicked out of buildings and stuff like that. But I kept saying, am I always going to be in this? Because I was in it for close to, you know, 25, 26 years. Every year I would tell myself, this is the last year, this is the last year. But then I would make more money than the year before and I would stay in it. And it surprises me now, well, not really now, but it surprised me when I did get into being a talk show host because I realized that all my years of telemarketing was giving me the gift of gab.
Yeah.
Making me feel comfortable enough and carry on, you know, conversations with people. And it taught me how to sell. So one of the things I do and I train is don't wait for customers to come to you if you're in a business, that to grab you some leads of your niche and go out there and create a script and go get business. And had I not had the telemarketing experience, I would not be able to do that for myself nor coach other people. So here it was something that I really didn't like. But like you said, God has a plan, and he was laying out those little footsteps. It's really quite fascinating. And the reason I bring that up is so many of us, we do get frustrated with the way things are, and we don't quite understand why we went through whatever we went through in life, what was the reason for it, why was I stuck at this no-paying, nowhere-going job, or why I was in this relationship. But we're always learning life lessons on the way, and if we really take back and sit down, like you say, spend some meditation time and evaluate the past and look at how we can use those lessons or use those experiences to set those intentions and goal for our dreams, it can make a huge difference and make our future journey a lot smoother.
Yep, and it's not always easy to do when we're in the middle of it.
Mm-mm,
you know, we
it's
get
hard.
Stuck in this muck and mire, and it's like, gosh, I can't believe this stuff that I'm in right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hardest time to be in gratitude for it. But that's the time when it's most important to be in gratitude for it, just knowing that it's there to serve you some way along the way. You just don't know how, but you just know that it is, and that's all you got to know.
What I would like for you to do is just real quickly just name each step and maybe a one-liner behind them for those that are just joining us.
Okay. Six steps to setting your intentions and desires. First, clear, getting very clear, know what you want and why you want it. Be very specific. Number two is silence. This could be meditation or prayer. This is calming the chatter of your mind so that you're ready and available to receive inspiration when it comes to you. Number three is getting in truth, your own self-truth or self-referral, knowing that whatever you think about your life and what's going on is more important than anything else anybody else thinks about it. Number four is detachment, getting detached from the outcome of things. Just put it out there and let it know it's going to come to you somehow. Let go and let God. Number five, trust and have faith. Let God, the universe, handle the details. The infinite organizing power that's out there will bring it to you. And number six is to always be in a space of gratitude because every part of your life is setting you up for the next part of your life and for the perfect present.
Wow. That's fantastic that you shared that with us. That's something that I know I can feel my listeners saying, whew, I feel good doing a little James Brown over there. Because now I have hope and I know that I am truly the architect of my life and I can change it. And I can start with setting intentions and using these six steps that Sue Erta gave me. You are listening to Women Power Talk Radio, the show that's designed for the boomer women in mind and the men who love them. This is a new Women Power Talk Radio show. Make sure you tell your friends about it. Hey, we got some fantastic news. This spring, Women Power is going to AM radio, so make sure you stay plugged in. You're not going to want to miss our huge celebration. If you have not signed up for our newsletter, WPR News, go to womenpower-radio.com. That's womenpower-radio.com. And don't forget, you can download us and take us with you while you're shopping, going for groceries, jogging, buying that new pair of shoes. All you got to do is go to WPRtalk.com. www.podomatic.com, wprtalk.podomatic.com, and you can download us and take us with you. Back with more with Sue Erta right after this commercial break.
Would you like to lose weight the natural and healthy way? Rosalind Franken is here to help. Rosalind is a professional consultant, speaker, and acclaimed author, offering proven programs to help you lose weight and live a healthy lifestyle for lasting results. And it's all based on the principles in her book, The A-List, 9 Guiding Principles for Healthy Eating and Positive Living, a book inspired by her own experiences as a cancer survivor who has overcome her own battles with health and weight. With Rosalind's program, you'll get her full attention, one-on-one, and it's all done by telephone and email, so you can access it regardless of your geographic location. You'll get Rosalind's special brand of practical guidance, personal insight, and positive inspiration to help you stay focused, motivated, and on track. Just imagine, no more diets, no more pills, no more going hungry or feeling deprived, no more guilt and no more shame, just lasting results for a healthy body and a happy heart. Book your free consultation today by logging on to www.rosalindfranken.com or call 877-852-5852. Don't forget, log in to www.rosalindfranken.com or call 877-852-5852.
Help people and make money. With millions possibly losing homes in America, FundingFi.net is offering homeowners who are behind on their payments mortgage modification services. And we need professionals to find these homeowners, people with the highest integrity to work with banks to get homeowners affordable payments so they can stay in their homes, earn a substantial six-figure income. It's a win-win. Go to FundingFi.net or call toll-free 877-842-6331, extension 701. 877-842-6331, extension 701.
This is Sarah Zeldman from SolutionsForBusyMoms.com. Shh, don't tell Raven. I'm not 40 yet, but I love Women Power Talk Radio because I want to be an unstoppable woman of power, too.
You're listening to Raven, the talk show made on Women Power Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the second part of our show. Our unstoppable woman of power is none other than Sue Erta. She's the co-founder and CEO of Power for You Women's Network. Sue, go ahead and give them your website for those people that want to kind of have you up on their computer while they listen to the show.
Sure, that's great. Thank you. Our website is www.powerfulyou, that's YOU.com.
And you have network groups, I think you said, in 40 different places.
We've got 40 chapters in 12 different states, and we also do a telenetwork meeting, which, Raven, you're going to be the guest on our next telenetwork show.
I sure am. That's next week, huh?
That is next week, February 24th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And our telenetwork is a virtual network meeting where people from around the country join us for networking. We actually do some commercials on that, you know, your 30-second commercial. Raven will speak to us, and then we will also have a gratitude share on that call.
Fantastic. Well, everyone, make sure you check it out and then go to your website and get more information on that.
Yep, right under the meetings and then under Telenetwork, you'll find it right there.
And we'll have it in our newsletter, too. Thank you, Sue. Well, let's move along because you are giving us some good stuff. We're excited and we want more, absolutely much more. So how often should we set our intentions? We talked about the 6 steps. We talked about how we need to consciously be setting our intentions. We talked about the 6 steps. She laid those out beautifully with us. But now we want to know, how often should we be setting these intentions? Is this something once a year?
Well, you know, I suggest certainly set intentions every year. You know, a lot of people do New Year's resolutions or something like that on their birthday, maybe. They'll kind of look back at the past year, look forward. And you could certainly do it once a year. But in fact, you know, like we said, we're setting intentions all the time anyway. So to consciously set our intentions, I would suggest, you know, every morning when you wake up in the morning, you know, you want to, first of all, you know, think about what you're grateful for, and then second of all, think, well, what would I like for this day to look like? So in the morning, you can set your intentions for the day. How would I like, maybe I have an important meeting to go to, or maybe I've got an important family event I'm going to be going to. What do I want that to look like? And so this is how you can set your intentions for that day. You know, Wayne Dyer, I'm sure you've all heard of him. He's a wonderful guy, consummate speaker, student, and a writer of many books. And he talks about segment intending. Now, segment intending is really where he's saying you could set it, you know, pick any segment. You could set it for the next 5 minutes. You might intend to have 5 really powerful minutes with your lover, or 5 really powerful minutes with your child. Or you're going into a meeting this afternoon, right before your meeting, you know, you get quiet and you set your intention for the meeting. Actually visualize how you'd like the meeting to look. So maybe that's a 3-hour meeting. Whatever that segment is, he says if you set an intention for anything right before you do it, really you start seeing yourself live into that, and what happens is whatever you envision, that's what will happen. So I say you set intentions all throughout the day.
Let me ask you, do they have to put a whole lot of thought in it? Sometimes I think when we put too much thought in it, we procrastinate and we don't do it at all. What's your thoughts on that?
I totally agree with you. It doesn't have to be some great big intention for your whole life. I mean, sure, you want to do that. You could set some big goals or big intentions, but also you kind of want to break it down into little pieces. And if you do start, you know, making it too big for you, for me, I know personally I become overwhelmed, and that is when I procrastinate because I can't figure out the next step. So, you know, you kind of want to break it down into little chunks, little pieces, or little segments, and set those intentions for those little periods of time. And that's where you can more easily see yourself actually taking the action then to do whatever it is that you want to have happen.
Let's just kind of throw out some ideas, if you don't mind, Sue. Let's say someone's just getting plugged into this kind of stuff, and they're kind of following you, but they're not. Let's just throw out some ideas of personal intentions, business intentions, that type of thing, to kind of give them an idea of what intentions are and how to set them.
Okay. You know, I would say, you know, I would take, first of all, a real generic kind of intention, and I'm going to say your first and most important intention for whatever you want to do is that you're happy in the process of doing it, so that you are enjoying the process of your life, you're enjoying the process of the next 5 minutes. And I know that sounds kind of esoteric to people. It's kind of like, well, of course I'm going to enjoy this birthday party that I'm going to. But I think a lot of people forget that they should have an intention to be happy in their life. Mm-hmm. So start there with, you know, however you want to feel about it. But some other intentions, you know, like for me, in my business right now, we have this network with 40 chapters. So my intention really for Powerful You is to have thousands of chapters throughout the country and throughout the world that empower women. So that's what I would call a really big intention, and it's kind of a broad intention, because then behind that go a lot of smaller intentions. And a lot of people are going to liken this to goal setting. They're going to say, well, that's just like setting a goal. And it is, and I will just add this. The other thing, as we said, what you want is really important, but why you want it is the second part to intentions, because a real intention incorporates the feeling place of it. How's it going to make me feel? So I know when I have those thousands of chapters all around the world and around the, you know, globe, and they're all empowering women, and we're sharing gratitude and sharing business together, that's going to make me feel incredible because of the way that that's going to support the world. So I love that. So I would say that's what you want to do, is set, like, that's kind of a big intention. Now, a smaller intention could be, okay, I'm having a dinner party on Saturday night, and my intention is that everybody that's there has a really wonderful time, we have some great conversation, that we have some really good food that we share together, and we really get to know each other a lot better. So that's another kind of intention that you can have. And it's for a specific period of time, it's for the people that are there. Again, we've incorporated what kind of feelings we want to have going on, and we actually can envision that. Everybody, you know, sitting around the fireplace or the dinner table having a really nice time, enjoying each other, getting to know each other better. So these are some different types of intentions we can have. So it doesn't have to be any big formal kind of thing. It's really what you're thinking about, what you'd like to see happen in your life.
All right, and you help paint a really good picture. And I like to make sure that I touch on each thing that one of our listeners might be feeling to help them get the most out of listening to my Unstoppable Women of Power like you. So I appreciate you, Sue. Now let's talk about consciousness. We hear this word more and more lately. What does this mean, and how can we use it in our lives?
Consciousness is actually awareness. So being conscious is being aware of what's going on around you, and to be aware of that, it really means to be in the present moment. It means, hey, what's happening now? What am I thinking about now? How am I feeling now? So that's what conscious living is about, is to be aware of everything that's happening all around us all the time, and then to, you know, think about it as we're going through it. Feel the feelings as we're going through whatever that process is, you know, whether it's your day-to-day job, whether you're talking on the phone to a friend, whether you're with your family, whether you're helping your child with homework. What you want to do is be in that moment with that person. I know so many times I've been, you know, I like to walk every day, and I go get out there and walk, and I'll see a woman with her child, and she has this opportunity to have this one-on-one time with her child, and she's there on the phone with somebody else. Now, I know, she, you know, maybe that's, you know, she's trying to multitask there and doing a couple things at the same time, and my thought is she's missing this opportunity to be with her child. She's not consciously with her child in this moment. So it's really, you want to be there and think about what's going on all around you. Oprah and Eckhart Tolle this past year did a webcast.
It was fabulous. I was on there every day.
Me too. That was awesome. I thought that was great, and it was about his book, A New Earth. He talked about being in the present, being in the now, and really that's what we do when we're consciously living our lives. Kind of like, you know, even when we talk about recycling or something like that, we have an opportunity to throw a bottle in a trash can, or we have an opportunity to throw it in a recycling bin. So just being aware that we have those choices and following what feels good to us, you know, helps the planet.
Are you saying that we actually can control our lives and what happens to us and where we're going?
Well, it's really, control is one of those interesting words in that we really don't control much of anything. The only thing we truly have control over is our own personal actions and our own personal thoughts and feelings, and that's it. We can't control anybody else in our life. We know we can't control other people like our family. We can't control our friends or our children or the people that we work with. We can't control natural disasters or any. We can't control the weather. We can't control a lot of stuff that goes around, you know, on around us in this whole world. But what we can control is what we personally do, the actions or reaction that we have to things or people, and we can control how we think about things. Viktor Frankl wrote this amazing book called Man's Search for Meaning, and Viktor Frankl was a man who lived through the Holocaust, and the way that he says he lived through the Holocaust is because he held in his mind a vision of being reunited with his family. And so he was able to live through terrible atrocities to his body, to how he lived. You know, he wasn't able to sleep, he was freezing cold, and people were dying all around him, and yet he was able to live. Simply, he believes, because he held the vision of being reunited with his family, and that was his strength during that time, and that is what got him through all this physical stuff that other people weren't living through. And he couldn't control anything else around him, and all he could control was his feelings. And in controlling his feelings, he was able then to control his life. So I would say if you want to get a little control over your life, you got to get some control over your thoughts and your emotions and your feelings.
That's big. So true. I'm just curious, who are some of the people that have been mentors for you in the past or currently?
Well, you know, I mentioned Anthony Robbins. He was one of my my first, I'd say, forays into personal development for myself. And I got started with him in 1999, and that was really important. I went to this really big thing called Results 2000 at the Continental Arena in New Jersey, and I think there were, I don't know how many people fit in that stadium, but it was packed, and I was up in the nosebleed seats up there, and all these people were there for this personal development day. And he also brought in people like Brian Tracy, Larry King was there, Barbara Walters was there, Christopher Reeve was actually still alive, he was there,
oh,
and a whole
wow.
bunch of other personal development teachers. That day inspired me beyond anything I think since. Actually, that day still holds as the most inspirational day of my life. Absolutely incredibly amazing for me. And since that day, I've had a lot of other teachers. Jim Rohn is one of my favorites. Also, Louise Hay is very inspirational to me.
Mm-hmm.
I went through a health crisis a little while ago, and Louise Hay has a book, You Can Heal Your Life, and she did a movie of the same title. And she's an amazing woman. She's in her 80s today, and she's one of the pioneers of holistic health and development, and, you know, about how our feelings and our thoughts are so important in our life. And she says the most important thing you can do is love yourself. I spent a day in New York where she was actually there introducing some of her authors. Christian Northrup was there. Dr. Greg Braden was there. He's a scientist who talks about how science actually is recognizing how important our thoughts and feelings are for our own personal health and for the health of the planet. It's really pretty amazing stuff. So I've had a lot of them, and I keep getting introduced to more and more every day.
I know it's exciting, isn't it? You definitely named some of the same mentors that I have. Louise Hay is someone I've often thought about inviting to the show. She's just a hard person to find out how to connect with, but she's definitely on my dream board, and I hope to have her on. Sue, go ahead and give your website and information out.
Yes, we have Powerful You Women's Network at www.powerfulyou.com.
And the name of your book?
My book is called Powerful Intentions, Everyday Gratitude, and I actually have a separate website for that. It is www.powerfulintentionseveryday.com.
Back with more right after this. You're listening to WPR, Women Power Talk Radio, the show that's for the boomer women and the men who love them. I'm Raven Blair Davis, the host of the show, and each week we invite you to come on and listen to our unstoppable women of power that we bring here to feature, enlighten, and empower you, my friend. Yes, they're here to empower and uplift you so that you can have a smooth walk through your journey of life. How cool is that? Make sure you visit our website at www.womenpower-radio.com. Our celebrity interviews are on front, and our archive interviews of previous dynamic guests are on the archive page. And if you want to download us and take us with you, go to wprtalk.podomatic.com. Upcoming celebrity interviews will be Fran Drescher. Stay tuned. Make sure you sign up for WPR News by going to womenpower-radio.com. And we're working really, really hard on getting that bionic woman, yes, Lindsay Wagner, very close to sealing a deal with her. So let's keep our fingers crossed. And you can be invited to the live celebrity interviews, so make sure you stay plugged in by going and signing up for WPR News.
How would you like to have a sexy new body that is absolutely captivating? A posture that will exude self-confidence and still be able to eat your chocolate? Pilates and chocolate, taking balance and control into every area of your life, starting from the inside out. Hi, I'm Kathleen Pagnini. In this new DVD, learn the techniques that you can use in every day of your life, from sitting at a computer, driving your car, or even shopping. It's about you, the real you that is screaming to come out. It will help you build on your strengths, master and control your cravings while you sculpt and reform your body in less time with better results. Pilates and chocolate, a new body, a new awareness, and a sweet life. La Dolce Vita. PilatesandChocolate.com. Appropriate for all ages.
Would you like to learn about the 9 simple and very easy ways to turn any telephone at home or office into a cash cow? That's right. I'm talking about making money using your telephone. Got your attention yet? Log on to www.telephonecashcow.com now to discover how to attract new customers, no matter what business you're in. With this program, you can also expect to learn how to properly cold call, how to plan an effective teleseminar, how to create an ebook right on the telephone, how to create an income podcasting, how to raise funds right through micro telefundraisers, how to plan speaking engagements right on the phone, and so much more. Why are you still sitting there? Log on to www.telephonecashcow.com now to take advantage of a very limited time offer. Don't have a computer? Call 800-431-0842. That's 800-431-0842.
It's time for our Boomer Diva Reporter. Take it away, Barb.
Hi, Raven, and to all your listeners at WomenPowerRadio.com. This is Barb Ireland, Baby Boomer Reporter from the greater Chicago area, and I have some great news. Health statistics show baby boomers are living longer than previous generations. The National Center for Health Statistics has released the latest life expectancy numbers, which show that Americans live an average of 77.6 years, an all-time high. So rock on, baby boomers. This is Barb Ireland from MakeADiaperCake.com. Back to you, Raven.
You're listening to Raven, the talk show made on Women Talk Radio.
We are back, and you're listening to WPR Women Power Talk Radio, where life is just beginning and the best is yet to come. That's our motto, and we want you to take that to heart. I don't care where you're at today. If you woke up breathing and you're healthy, you got a lot to be thankful for. So start living your life. Start going for your dreams, and don't let no one tell you you can't do it, because you can do it. Isn't that right, Sue?
You betcha.
Well, we're getting to the end of our show, and I got a couple more questions I want to ask you. And one of them is, Sue, what would you say to people who say, you know what, Sue, it doesn't matter if I set intentions because my life is already laid out for me. I don't have a choice.
Well, I would say you're wrong, actually, because you have a choice. And we touched on this earlier. You have a choice in absolutely every single moment of every single day in everything that you do. Now, I know sometimes it looks like, yep, your life is already laid out. You know, you're in this relationship or you're in this job and, you know, you have all these people around you who are expecting you to do the same thing every single day. In fact, though, you know, you do have a choice in every single thing that you do. And you can change from wherever you are to whatever you would like to have in your life if you get serious about it, if you know you really, really want it, because it's that feeling place that's really important. If you know you want it, you really can do anything. And all you have to do to know that this is possible is to look around, because there's lots of people out there living their dreams, living joyful, wonderful lives, and you can do it too because you have evidence. If somebody else has done it, it's possible for you. Now, there are some people that say, you know, well, just because somebody else did it doesn't mean I can do it too. Now, barring physical limitations or something like that, I would say you can do anything. And you have to just simply recognize that you have a choice, that you do have power in your life. Because you're, you know, my first question is, well, whose life is it anyway? Is it your life? And if it's your life, then you have the power in your life, just like somebody else has the power in their life. You're not controlling anybody else's life, and they're not controlling yours. And all you have to do is recognize and just say to yourself, you know what? I can do it. And when you get in that positive feeling place, and then you follow the steps of setting those intentions, getting close to it, and really, the most important thing is knowing why you want something. If you know why you want it, you could do anything. Like we've heard those stories of, you know, a woman whose kid got run over by a car and she picks up a car. On any regular day, she wouldn't normally be able to do that. But something happened. When she had that big enough why to save that child's life, she was able to do superhuman things because she knew why she wanted to do it, and this thing takes over. So it really wasn't even her. You know, we're talking about something outside of herself that was bigger than her that helped her do that. And the point is that we always have access to that if we just get into that space.
And that's the important key, isn't it? Getting into that space. Again, being quiet, having that quiet moment so you can be tuned in to what you're feeling and tuned in to embracing all these things.
Absolutely.
So are you saying, Sue, that feeling good is the ultimate intention?
I absolutely believe that it is. And I think, you know, whenever I set in my intentions and I get real specific about what I want, I say, and I always put them in the present tense. You got to set your intentions in the present tense. I say, I am happy and grateful that, and I'll put my intention there, like I'm happy and grateful that we have 1,000 chapters around the country and around the world. I'll set that intention. I'll say that. And the reason we say being happy or feeling good is the ultimate intention is because we know that our mood affects everything. We said that our mood rubs off on other people, and their mood can rub off on us. Really, who's ever got the more powerful mood or vibration or that more powerful feeling, that's who's kind of going to win out in that thing. Like, for instance, somebody walks into a room and they're in a wonderful mood, it kind of lights up the whole room. We've seen that happen, you know, and we've all experienced that. By the same token, we've experienced where somebody comes in and they're in a rotten mood and they're miserable. And what do we feel? The air gets heavy. Everything changes. And that's how our moods affect other people. So I would say for you to be in a feeling good place, for each of us to feel that and just recognize that we need to feel good, not just for ourselves, but for the people that we love who are around us, the people that we work with, who we're in touch with, even the person at the grocery store. Heck, you can change the mood of the person at the grocery store just by being happy. You can see, you smile at them, what happens? They smile back at you.
Mm-hmm.
You can change their state just by doing something like that. And we know also that by the law of attraction, you know, law of attraction says like attracts like. Well, we know if we're in a great mood, great stuff happens. So I would say if you can feel good, that's how you're going to get good feeling stuff and people surrounding you. And that's how your life can be really a life of joy, grace, and ease.
Well, this has been just a total pleasure listening to you. You really know your stuff, and you've given us some great information to empower and inspire us today to go through our journey and to know that it's important, whatever our journey is, whether it's just traveling or, like you said, having a better relationship with our family or starting a business, being able to continue working during this recession time, whatever your intention is, speak it into existence. Feel it, like you said, and set your intent. And I love the example you gave us. So I'm going to ask you, as we close out the show, to give that example again. I think you said, I am making my intent to have 1,000 chapters. Is that, can you kind of re-quote that the way you said it? With the energy that you did, I completely messed it up.
Okay, these first couple words are the most important. I am so happy and grateful that PowerU has 1,000 chapters around the world. I am so happy and grateful that.
I am so happy and grateful that. And that is the importance of it, because you want to, you know, you want to give that gratitude and that thanks before you set your attention, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And get into that feeling place.
Getting into that feeling place. Got it. Okay. Can't leave the show without talking about your book. Powerful Intentions, Everyday Gratitude, 100 Transformational Days to Create a Life of Joy, Grace, and Ease. First of all, congratulations on the success. I hear it's getting stellar reviews. Tell us a little bit more about it. I know we touched on it before the break, but if you could share a little bit more about it, again, give out your information, and we'll go ahead and call this a wrap.
Terrific. Thank you, Raven. So this book, I wrote this book, I wrote it over a period of years, but I wrote it in a couple of months last year when I decided this was the time for me, and I set that intention, and I finished this book. And my intention with this book is to help people along their journey. And I thought, well, what could be better than to help people on a day-to-day basis? You know, not just write a book that somebody reads over a day or a week or something like that, but actually be in their lives and help them with a lesson a day for 100 days. We know that it takes 21 days to create a habit, so my thought was 100 days of small lessons along the way, which might take about 5 minutes each day to read. And if we can get people into that feeling place and being consciously aware of how they are creating their life every single day with some sort of lesson each day, some sort of gratitude each day, some sort of intention each day, what a great way to help people along their journey. And so that's what this book is. So it's providing these daily readings for you that might talk about the power of choice. It might talk about living into your purpose or shedding your limiting beliefs. It might talk about self-love or empowerment. And these are funny little examples sometimes. I like to inject a little humor there because that makes it very real for us. And they're very practical guides on how you can actually live a life of joy, grace, and ease, which is what three of my favorite words, joy, grace, and ease, to live that for yourself every single day. And that book is available at my website at powerfulintentionseveryday.com. And actually, when you buy the book, you get two bonuses. And the first one is a gratitude rock that we send to you. It's in a little gift pouch. And the gratitude rock serves as a reminder or a touchstone for you. And it reminds you to be grateful for things in your life so it can raise your mood and vibration and bring those good things to you. And also, on our website, we have 44 bonus gifts given to us by people who believe in this way of teaching. And Raven is one of the bonus gifts also that's offered on our website. So once you buy the book, you get the gratitude rock, you get access to these 44 gifts. And I'll tell you, for $12.95, you certainly can't beat that.
I love my gratitude rock as well as the book. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, Sue, we appreciate you. And don't forget, everyone, the teleseminar that she's going to be having next week. It's not called a teleseminar. It's actually your virtual.
It's a virtual tele-network meeting.
Can anyone go to this, or do they need to be part of your organization?
Yep, anyone can go to it. There is a $10 charge if you're not a member of Powerful You. And I'll tell you, it's well worth it because we also put you in touch with anybody else that's on that call. So the networking part of that is that you'll receive an email from us that will list all the contact information of everybody else that's on the call, too. So now if you heard somebody you want to reach out to, or they heard your commercial, they want to reach out to you, you get to do that as well. And also the best part is hearing you, Raven. Now, what's your topic for that night?
Broadcast your passion. We'll be talking about how that will help elevate your business or elevate your life, having your own radio talk show. Looking forward to it.
Terrific. And they can sign up for that at our website, powerfulyou.com, and go right under the meetings button and click on Telenetwork, and it'll be right there for you.
Great. I want to encourage everyone to check out the Powerful You Network and see if you have one in your city. If not, talk to Sue about how you can start one up, because I've been a couple times. I like it. I know they. I think they have one coming up at the end of the month that I plan on going to. I just enjoyed every minute of it. So kudos, Sue. You and Kathy, you came up with something good.
Thank you, Raven. And I appreciate you, too. And I'd be happy to come back anytime.
Fantastic. This has been another edition, and we're wrapping it up, of Women Power Talk Radio. Make sure you stay tuned next week as Sue will be joining us on our panel discussion on our hot topic. So come here next Wednesday and hear what the hot topic is and listen to Sue and I and the other panel guests. We'll be giving you some instructions on how you can include your voice on the issues that we will be discussing. And we'd love to get your opinion. We'd love to get your thoughts. That's what Hot Topics is all about. Sizzling Hot Topics that's on the boomer men and women mind. Until next week, have a fantastic day. Remember, life is just beginning, my friend. The best is yet to come. So don't ever, ever give up on your dreams and visions. We're going to close out with the song that you all been requesting over and over again. We're glad you like it. Here it is, the new Women Power theme song. See you next week.
Women Power.